You're listening to SBS News.
After 5 years of violent conflict, the Central African Republic is one step closer to peace. The CAR is to sign an historic deal with rebel groups, signalling the start of a new chapter for one of the world's poorest nations. The peace talks began in Sudan's capital, Khartoum, in late January and are the first direct dialogue held between the warring parties. The president of the CAR, Faustin Archange Touadéru, is hopeful for peace in the nation.
Now is the time for us to turn a new page, the page of the Central African Republic, which has come to a reconciliation with itself in order to preserve its dignity. And the only agenda which we should be working towards is bringing forth this state.
Fighting erupted in the CAR in 2013, starting many years of warfare. Thousands of people have died and over a quarter of the population has fled the nation. Two people are facing trial at the International Criminal Court over alleged war crimes during the fighting. The chairman of the African Union, Moussa Faki, is hopeful that the peace deal may promote reconciliation among the warring groups.
It is necessary to put aside violence, and we should all accept each other, and this page should be turned.
A spokesperson for one of the armed factions, the FPRC, has said consensus was reached on key conditions, including an amnesty for militia fighters and an inclusive government. Since 2013, 7 peace agreements between the government and armed groups have been signed, but none has lasted. The most recent attempt at a peace agreement was signed in 2017 with the help of the Catholic Church, but fighting resumed within a day, leaving 100 dead. Antoinette Radford, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.